ओम मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंद माधवं रूपं महत्ते बहुवक्त्र नेत्रं महाबाहो बहुबाहोरुपादं बहुदरं बहुदंष्ट्राकरालं दृष्ट्वा लोकाः प्रव्यथितास्तथाहम्. So we saw last class, Arjuna seeing Bhagavan's Bahuvaktra Netram, many mouths, many eyes, many hands, many feet, many stomachs, many forms, many teeth, you know, many tusks, and then very Bahudamshtra Karalam, very frightening, many tusks, having seen all of them. Here, Arjuna tells, Pravyathitaha, Lokaha Pravyathitaha. Lokaha Pravyathitaha. It means, Pravyathitam means, all the worlds are frightened. All the worlds are frightened means people of all the worlds are frightened. Pravyathitaha. Okay. This is actually tapratyanta shabda used in simple past tense meaning. Okay. All the people were frightened. Pravyathitaha. He says, tatha aham. I am also frightened, Krishna. He says, aham api pravyathitaha. Okay. This we saw already. Now I'm moving on to the new lesson today. Nabhaspriśam dīptam anekavarnam. Nabhaspriśam dīptam anekavarnam. I'm reading with sandhi. Okay? So you learn the correct chanting. Nabhaspriśam dīptam anekavarnam. Vyattānanam dīptam. విశాల నేత్రం వ్యాత్తాననం దీప్త విశాల నేత్రం దృష్ట్వా హి త్వాం ప్రవ్యథితాంతరాత్మా దృష్ట్వా హి త్వాం ప్రవ్యథితాంతరాత్మా ధృతిం న విందామి శమం చ విష్ణో ధృతిం న విందామి శమం చ విష్ణు నభస్పృశం దీప్తమనేకవర్ణం వ్యాత్తాననం దీప్త విశాలనేత్రం దృష్ట్వా హి త్వాం ప్రవ్యథితాంతరాత్మా ధృతిం న విందామి శమం చ విష్ణు. So, Arjuna is addressing Bhagavan, Hey Vishnu, Hey Vishnu, you must make out how it's a Sambodhana Pratama Vibhakti. Hey Vishnu, because Vishnu is the original word, Hey Vishnu, O all pervasive Lord. Okay, he says, అహం ప్రవ్యథిత అంతరాత్మా ప్రవ్యథిత అంతరాత్మా. ప్రవ్యథిత మీన్స్ ఫ్రైటెండ్. అంతరాత్మ మీన్స్ మైండ్ హియర్. ద వన్ హూస్ మైండ్ ఈస్ ఫ్రైటెండ్ హీస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రవ్యథిత అంతరాత్మ. అంతరాత్మా ప్రవ్యథిత యస్య సహ ప్రవ్యథిత అంతరాత్మా ప్రవ్యథితాంతరాత్మా. సో అర్జున టెల్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్, హీ సేస్ అహం ప్రవ్యథితాంతరాత్మా. అహం ఇస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ హియర్. ఐఎమ్ ఫ్రైటెండ్ మెంటలీ, ఐఎమ్ ఫ్రైటెండ్ ఇన్ మై మైండ్, ఐఎమ్ ఫ్రైటెండ్ మైండెడ్. భయంద మనదినన్ అహం ఫ్రైటెండ్ మైండెడ్. ప్రవ్యచితాంతరాత్మ, వై త్వాం దృష్ట్వా, drishtva tvam, tvam drishtva, having seen you in which form, not ordinary my playmate Krishna, no, drishtvam drishtva aham pravyathitantaratma asmi, pravyathitantaratma aham asmi tvam drishtva. Having seen you, I'm frightened, minded. I'm afraid having seen you. How? He says, nabhasprisham, nabhasprisham deeptam anekavarnam vyaptananam deepta vishalanetram. Okay, see, having seen all this, he says, nabhasprisham. First, nabhasprisham, the first word of the verse, nabhasprisham, nabaha sprishati yaha saha nabhasprishaha. Nabhasprisham means what? Having seen you, the one who touches the sky. Now your head is just touching the sky. Nabhasprishaha, nabhasprisham, seen you touching the sky. Then, deeptam, aneka varnam. Deeptam means what? Blazing. Deeptam means blazing. Bright. Brilliant. So, aneka varnam. Okay. Deeptaha aneka varnaha yasya. So, deepta aneka varnaha. Here, deeptam aneka varnam. So, deeptaha cha aso aneka varnaha cha. Bhagavan is anekavarnaha. So having seen you, Krishna, who is blazing brilliant, how anekavarnaha, as multicolored, as multicolored, blazing multicolored you, having seen you. Now descriptions of Vishwarupam now. Vyapta ananam. Vya ananam means here mouth. Okay. Vyatta ananam. That is not one mouth, Bhagavan. Too many mouths. Yo vyattani ananani yasya. Saha vyattananaha. The one whose mouths are wide open. Vyattam means wide opened. One whose mouths are wide opened is vyattananaha. Tiranda muhangale udayavan. Vyattananaha. Not only that, deepta vishala netraha. Deeptam vishalam, deepte vishale netre yasya. So deepta vishala netraha. Deepta, again, deepta same meaning. Brilliant, blazing, shining. Vishala netrani yasya. Not one, two eyes, many eyes also. Deeptani vishalani netrani yasya. So therefore, one who is endowed with shining, wide, large, fiery eyes. One who is endowed with shining or blazing or brilliant, large or wide eyes. Deeptani, vishalani, netrani, yasya, saha deepta vishala netraha. The one who is endowed with brilliant or shining, wide, large eyes. Okay. Seeing all these things, having seen you in this form, nabhasprisham, deeptam, anekavarnam, vyatta ananam, deepta vishalanetram, tvam drishtva, kidrisham tvam drishtva, see which sort of you, having seen which sort of you, nabhasprisham, deeptam, anekavarnam, vyatta ananam, Deepta Vishala Netram Tvam Drishtva. Hey Krishna, O Lord, all pervasive Lord, having seen you in this form what? Having seen you touching the sky and shining with multi colors and keeping, having all the mouths wide opened and being endowed with the large shining eyes, seeing, having seen you in this form, dhritim na vindami, na vindami dhritim, ಧೃತಿಂ ನ ವಿಂದಾಮಿ. ಧೃತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕರೇಜ್. ಓಕೆ, ನ ವಿಂದಾಮಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಐ ಡು ನಾಟ್. ವಿಂದಾಮಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಅಟೈನ್, ಐ ಗೈನ್. ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಐ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಗೈನ್ ಎನಿ ಕರೇಜ್, ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸೀ ಎನಿ ಕರೇಜ್ ಆನ್ ಮೈ ಪಾರ್ಟ್. ಓಕೆ, ನ ವಿಂದಾಮಿ, ಧೃತಿಂ ನ ವಿಂದಾಮಿ, ಐ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಗೈನ್ ಎನಿ ಕರೇಜ್, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? He says, Aham pravyathita antaratma, I do not have any courage. I do not find any courage, literal meaning, I do not have any courage. Dhritim navindami, mama dhritihi nasti. Okay, second thing, not only dhritihi nasti, shamam cha navindami. Shamaha means, no, the passive. Pacification of the mind. Shamaha, there's no peace in my mind. There's no composure in my mind. Okay, because mind is so disturbed. No shamaha means no shantihi. There's no composure in my mind. I do not have any mental composure. I do not have any courage. Aham dhritim navindami. Aham shamancha navindami. Hey Vishnu. I do not have any composure. I do not have any courage. Why? He says, Aham pravyathita antaratma. I am frightened mentally. I am frightened minded. This is Arjuna's description of Krishna. It means, actually see, Arjuna is so, he was taken aback. He was completely disturbed. So, because she's frightened, when there is fear, whenever there is fear, you cannot have composure. You are disturbed. Fear disturbs. And Arjuna is now disturbed because he's frightened. Why he's frightened? He could not digest Bhagavan's Vishwarupa Darshan. He could not handle seeing Bhagavan being the whole. Therefore, he says openly, Dhritim Navindami, Mama Dhritihi Nasti, Shamaha Nasti. Shamam navindami means I have lost my mental composure. I've lost my courage. I don't find any more courage and composure. I'm pravyathita antaratma, highly frightened my mind. Therefore, seeing your form. He also described which form he has seen. That is what the beautiful picture here. So, which means, Arjuna is saying frightened. At the same time, there's a great appreciation on the part of Arjuna seeing this inexplicably wonderful form of Bhagavan as the whole. It is really, imagine seeing so many faces and so many mouths and in one person. It must have looked very frightening. Therefore, he says what? Nabas prushaha. No, already I told you. Bhagavan's name is Divasprak. Divaha sprushati iti Divasprak. Okay, Divasprak means Nabaha sprushati. One whose head touches the sky, heaven, is called Divasprak. Divam sprushati. Sorry, Divaha Sprushati iti Divasprak. Like that, here also, Bhagavan is Nabasprak. Nabasprak means Nabam Sprushati. Therefore, his head touches the sky. There is a huge form. Imagine, even if you see somebody very tall, you'll be frightened. Very, very tall, you'll be very frightened. And Bhagavan is not just a tall. Bhagavan has touched with the height. He cannot go beyond. Bhagavan is there at the top. That's how Bhagavan's head touches the sky. Divasprak. Like Bhagavan is Nabasprak here. So, we have seen the meaning of all the verse. And this is seeing this.
Vindami.
Yeah, Vindami. Literally, I told you already, I gain. I attain. This is the meaning. I gain, I attain. Vindami, that's the meaning. Vindami.
Root. Vindati. Root, how many?
Vindami. Vindati, Vindataha, Vindanti. That's the way. We keep the Sanskrit for Sanskrit class, okay?
Sorry.
Anyway, Vindami, I gain, I attain. So I do not gain any courage means I do not have any courage. Aham dhritim na vindami should be taken as mama dhritihi nasti. Mama dhritihi gata. Mama shamaha gataha. Mama shamaha nasti. I don't have any more inner composure or courage having seen your this inexplicably frightening form. I am highly frightened. Aham pravyachita antaratma. Why? Because Arjuna also sees time factor in Bhagavan. Kalaha. Okay? Time factor is inclusive of, is included in Bhagavan. Bhagavan is inclusive of Deshaha, Kalaha also. Once the time also is in Bhagavan means, your Bhagavan looks really frightening. That's the main reason. That is how one fear comes. When fear is there, you have lost your peace. Okay. Now, Damshtrakaralani chate. There are simple verses. I will explain to you anything more is there. Damshtrakaralani chate mukhani. Damshtrakaralani chate mukhani. Drishtvaiva kalanala sannibhani. Drishtvaiva kalanala sannibhani. Disho na jane na labhe cha sharma. Disho na jane na labhe cha sharma. Prasida devesha jagannivasa. Prasida devesha jagannivasa. Damshtrakaralani chate mukhani. Drishtvaiva kalanala sannibhani. Disho na jane na labhe na sharma. Prasida devesha jagannivasa. Now, he says, first he requests, Hey Devesha, Hey Jagannivasa, beautiful addressing, beautiful names of Bhagavan. Devanam Ishaha Deveshaha. Hey Devesha, O Lord of all the Devas. Hey Jagannivasa, O abode of the universe. Jagataha Nivasaha Yaha. Jagat Yasmin Nivasati. Jagat Yasmin Nivasati Saha Jagannivasaha. So Jagannivasa, O abode of the universe, O support of the universe, O Lord of all Devas, Prasida. This is the request. Call the Lord and ask him for protection. Prasida. Prasida means what? May you shower thy grace upon me. May you shower thy grace. Be gracious. Bless. Prasida means may you bless. May you be gracious. May you shower thy grace. Prasida. Hey Devesha. Hey Jagannivasa. Prasida. Now, why he says now? Damshtra karalani. Okay, damshtra karalani. So damshtra karalani means what? Karalam. Damshtraha means a tusk. But karalani, damshtra karalani. So karala, karalaha, damshtraha, yes, damshtra karalani. Karalani, damshtraha, damshtrani. So damshtra karalani, very frightening tusks. What is here, actually, adjective of mukhani? Mukhani, mukhani, damshtrakaralani. Damshtrakaralani mukhani. Which means, your mouths are very fierce. Okay, mouths are mukhani. Kidrushani mukhani, karalani mukhani. Your face, your mouths are very frightening. fears. Why? Because they are with the tusks. Now, Damshtrakaralani Mukhani, your mouths are with the tusks, fears with the tusks. Your mouths are fears, frightening with the tusks. Mukhani, Damshtrakaralani. Not only that, Kala Anala Sannibhani. Kala Anala Sannibhani. Kala Anala Sannibhani. So, Kalaha Yeva Analaha Kala Analaha. Here, Analaha means fire. Kalaha means time factor. The time factor is the fire here. Okay? Sannibha means like. So, your Krishna, Arjuna is describing, your mouths are Damshtra Karalani, are fierce with the tusks. Okay, are frightening with tusks. Now, not only that, they look like what? They sannibhani. They are like sannibha, means they are like those mouths which are fierce with the tusks, are like the kalanala, like the fire of destruction, like the fire of time, the fire of time factor, death, dissolution. Kalanalaha means kala agnihi, kala agnihi. Kalagrihi means like the fire of dissolution. Your mouths are fierce with the tusks, which look like the fire of dissolution. Kala anala sannibhani. Kala anala sannibhani. Not only that. And then, te mukhani. Damshtrakaralani cha te mukhani, tava mukhani, te mukhani, tava mukhani. Damshtrakaralani, kala anala sannibhani, kala anala sannibhani. They are, why they are fierce with the tusks? They are like the fire of death. In fact, the fire of dissolution or kalaha, time factor. Dishaha na jane, dishaha na jane, right? Na jane na labhe, na labhe na jane, atme padam, simple verbs. So dishaha na jane, I do not know the quarters directions. I do not know the quarters directions, because the whole Bhagavan, he says there's no direction. I do not know the directions. The quarters, dishaha na jane. Then, sharma na labhe. Sharma means happiness. See, shamaha, peace. Sharma is happiness. That is why in Brahmin surname is Sharma. All surnames, Brahmin have very beautiful surnames. Because of the simplicity and the Vedic way of life, the person is supposed to be always mentally composed and happy, peaceful person. That's why it's called Sharma. Sharma. But here, Sharma means happiness. Devi's name is Sharmada. Sharmadayini. Bestower of happiness. Devi is called Sharmadayini. Sharmada. Because the palatal sha. Don't forget, okay? Not Charma. Charma means skin. But Sharma. Sharmadayini, bestower of joy, Devi. Sharmada. Now, we say, but na sharma labhe, sharma na labhe. I do not get any happiness. Means I'm not at all peaceful. I'm so disturbed. That's the meaning. Na sharma labhe. I don't get any. Like, aham na vinde, like that aham na labhe. I don't gain any peace, happiness, and then I do not recognize, I do not see, I do not know the directions. Dishaha na jane, sharmacha na labhe. He Devesha, he Jagannivasa, prasida. Okay, having seen all that, I am so frightened. So, damshtrakaralani te mukhani. Kala anala sannibhani, kala anala sannibhani, దంష్ట్రాకరాలాని ముఖాని తే ముఖాని దృష్ట్వా. సో కీదృశాని ముఖాని, కాలానల సన్నిభాని, దంష్ట్రాకరాలాని చ ముఖాని దృష్ట్వా, సీయింగ్ జస్ట్ ఓన్లీ యువర్ మౌత్స్. అర్జున ఓన్లీ డిస్కస్ భగవాన్స్ మౌత్, నాట్ వన్ మౌత్. అర్జున సీస్ సో మెనీ మౌత్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ దోస్ మౌత్స్ దే లుక్ హౌ దంష్ట్రాకరాలాని. ఓకే, దే ఫియర్స్ విత్ ది టస్క్స్, ఫ్రైటనింగ్ టస్క్స్. అండ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్, దే లుక్ లైక్ ది ఫైర్ ఆఫ్ డెత్, ఫైర్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఫ్యాక్టర్, ది డిసల్యూషన్. కాలానల సన్నిభాని దృష్ట్వా, హ్యావింగ్ సీన్ దిస్, అహం దిశ నా జానే, ఐ డు నాట్ నో ద డైరెక్షన్స్, శర్మ చ నా లభే, ఐ డు నాట్ ఫైండ్ ఎనీ హ్యాపీనెస్, ఐ డోంట్ గెయిన్ ఎనీ హ్యాపీనెస్. హే జగన్నివాస విష్ణో, హే జేవేశ జగన్నివాస ప్రసీద, ప్లీజ్ షవర్ ది గ్రేస్ అపాన్ మీ, ప్లీజ్ బి గ్రేషియస్. నౌ ఇన్ అవర్ శాస్త్రం, ఇఫ్ యు టేక్ అవర్ శాస్త్రం, ది మహాప్రలయ, ద డెసల్యూషన్, you know, dissolution means when the whole jagat becomes unmanifest, this pralaya kala mean pralaya kale. Okay, that always the time of mahapralaya, what happens, the entire cosmos, everything becomes completely devoured. That's why jagat bhakshakah kalagnihi, this time factor, you know, this time of dissolution, at the time of dissolution, the entire universe become engulfed, devoured, entire universe becomes totally resolved. And then what happens, all the panchabhutani, all the elements, all the elementals, okay, all of them resolve. But resolve means what? But how they resolve? When they come into manifestation, first comes space. Space comes first, then Vayu comes, then Agni comes, then water comes, and Prithvi comes. It is when there's manifestation of elements, first space comes. Then comes everything else, one by one. Space, air, then fire, then water, then earth. At the time of dissolution, at the time of Mahapralaya, this dissolution of things happened in a different order. I mean, reverse order, directly opposite order. Which means, so first goes, no, first, the first, last will be the space. Space will be resolving the last. So, first will be the earth. Earth will go first. Order changes. So everything will be in the earth, and earth will be going last, the first. Which means how it gradually happens. Earth will resolve in water. Then water will resolve in fire. Fire will resolve in air. Then finally air will resolve in space. Like this, everything will be resolving. And finally, what happens? All the Chaturdasha Bhuvanani. Chaturdasha Bhuvanani, all 14 worlds, everything will totally resolve and dissolve. Time of dissolution. And here, that, now in Bhagavan, everything dissolves in Bhagavan means, and Arjuna sees everything in Bhagavan. He sees Bhagavan's, because Bhagavan's mouth is the entrance through which everything has to go back to Bhagavan. It looks, therefore, all his mouths look what? No, kalanala sannibhani. They look like what? He sees everything resolving in Bhagavan. Therefore, they look like the time of the dissolution. Pralaya, maha pralaya kala. Looks like Bhagavan, the teeth, frightening teeth, and the faces with the frightening teeth look like actually this Mahapralayakala, the time of dissolution. That's what he says here. Therefore, when he sees everything in one, see, on the standpoint of Atma, there's no direction. Because only if there's no direction. So Arjuna does not see any direction. Why? Because when one thing pervades the everything, it is difficult to locate. There's no direction. Does not mean this. From the standpoint of Atma, you cannot locate the directions. Okay, there's no directions also. That's why he says he does not know the directions. And not only that, then he still sharmacha na labhe. I don't get any happiness. Why? Because he is not composed anymore. He is totally disturbed. Why he is disturbed? Because it is too much for Arjuna to handle this. Because Arjuna sees the whole cosmos in Bhagavan and he isolates himself. He isolates himself. That is why he is frightened. Until this morning I told one important thing in the class. You know what it is? So, see, when you say everything is Brahma, space is Brahma, time is Brahma, that is Brahma, this is Brahma, trees are Brahma, living beings are Brahma, non-living things are Brahma, everything external, you say that everything is Brahman. Okay. Then you come to your body. This body is Brahma. Mind is Brahma. Sense organs are Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Then what about you? I am also Brahma. That is when there's a final offering. Okay. Everything, one by one, you say Bhagavan, everything is Bhagavan, 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 Bhagavan. And you fight to come to, nothing else is there externally to. Nothing else is there externally to say that is Bhagavan. Everything you already said, everything you have cognitively resolved as everything as Brahma. Now what about then your body? This body is also Brahma. Then only your body is there. Body, this body is Brahma. These sense organs are Brahma. These organs of actions are Brahma. These emotions are Brahma. The pairs of opposites experienced are also Brahma. Okay. Everything is Brahma. And what is left now? I am here. And say that also, I am also Brahma. That is when offering comes to an end. Okay? Offering comes to an end when you say, Aham Brahma Asmi. Until then you offer, this is Brahma, that is Brahma, this is Brahma. Every time you say everything is Brahma, you are resolving everything in Brahma. Means you are offering everything to Brahma. Resolving anything cognitively in Brahman, Atma is what? Offering it to Bhagavan. Finally, you have offered everything. The entire objective universe, you say it is Brahma. And finally, who are you then? Aham Brahma Asmi, you have to say. But Arjuna is not able to say that now. He sees everything is Bhagavan, he sees. But he is sitting alone outside like this, separately. Therefore, he is frightened. That is why there is a fear now for him. There is fear. Okay. Now we'll see the next line. Therefore, Sharmana Labhe. Therefore, there's the fear for him. Now, what is his request? Prasida, please be gracious. Please shower thy grace upon me. That is the meaning. Ami chatvam dhritarashtrasya putraha. Ami chatvam dhritarashtrasya putraha. Sarvesahaivavani palasanghaihi. Ami chatvam dhritarashtrasya putraha. Sarvesahaivavani palasanghaihi. Bhishmo drona suta putrastathasau. Bhishmo drona suta putrastathasau. Sahasmadi eirapi yodha mukhaihi. భీష్మో ద్రోణ సూతపుత్రస్తథాసౌ సహాస్మదీయైరపి యోధముఖ్యైః అమీచత్వాం ధృతరాష్ట్రస్య పుత్రాః సర్వే సహైవావనిపాలసంఘైః భీష్మో ద్రోణ సూతపుత్రస్తథాసౌ సహాస్మదీయైరపి యోధముఖ్యైః. అమీచ అమీ అమీ ఇస్ అ ప్రోనౌన్ హియర్. అమీ ధృతరాష్ట్రస్య పుత్రాః. దీస్ అమీ మీన్స్ దీస్ అమీ ధృతరాష్ట్రస్య పుత్రాః సర్వే పుత్రాః. All sons of Dhritarashtra, these, he shows in the battlefield, these all sons of Dhritarashtra, sarve api ami Dhritarashtrasya putraha, sarve ami Dhritarashtrasya putraha, all these sons of Dhritarashtra, saha, okay, along with saha, avanipala sanghaihi. సహ అవని. అవనిహి మీన్స్ యూనివర్స్. అవనిహి ఇస్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఫెమినిన్ జెండర్ వర్డ్. అవనిహి మీన్స్ ఫెమినిన్, ఇట్స్ యూనివర్స్. అవనిపాల మీన్స్ కింగ్. అవనిపాల సంఘ మీన్స్ అసోసియేషన్ ఆర్ గ్రూప్ ఆర్ హోస్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్స్. అవనిపాలా మీన్స్ కింగ్స్. అవనిపాలానాం సంఘ association or a group or host, hosts of kings. Not one sangha, there are many sanghas. Therefore, along with all the hosts of kings, avanipala sanghaihi saha, avanipala sanghaihi saha, along with the hosts of kings, all these sons of Dhritarashtra, అమి సర్వే ధృతరాష్ట్రస్య పుత్రాః అవనిపాల సంఘైః సహ అలాంగ్ విత్ ది హోస్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్స్. నౌ హూ ఆర్ దే? హి సేస్ భీష్మః ద్రోణః. భీష్మ ద్రోణ సూతపుత్రః. సూతపుత్రః ది సన్ ఆఫ్ ది చారియటియర్ కర్ణ హియర్. సూతః మీన్స్ సన్. సూతః మీన్స్ హియర్ చారిటీర్. సుతః సన్. సూత సుతః మీన్స్ సన్ ఆఫ్ చారియటీర్. సూతః చారియటీర్ సుతః సన్. బట్ హియర్ సూత పుత్రః. సూత సుతః ద సన్ ఆఫ్ చారియటీర్ హియర్ ఈస్ కర్ణ. బికాస్ హి వాస్ రేస్డ్ బై సూత ది చారియటీర్, దెర్ఫోర్ హి ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ నోన్ యాజ్ సూత పుత్రః కర్ణ. తథా as well aso sutaputra means this sutaputra karna, the son of charioteer karna. asmadiyaihi api yodhamukkeihi saha, along with our important soldiers. Yodhamukkyah means what? Important warriors in our group, prominent warriors in our group, the important warriors in our group. Yodha mukkeihi samu asmadiyaihi api, also our own important warriors, all of them. The mantra, the shloka is not complete, okay, he's continuing now. He's just explaining, hey Krishna, sarve dhritarashtrasya putraha, all the sons of Dhritarashtra's sons, avanipala sanghaihi saha, along with the kings of the hosts of many kings, Bhishma, Drona, Sutaputra, okay, aso Sutaputraha, also asmadiyaha sodamukhyaha, along with our many of our important warriors, along with all of them, Tvam. They also enter into you. Okay. Enter is, verb is not here. I'm adding, supplying the verb. Tvam pravishanti. KK pravishanti. Arjuna is seeing all of them entering into Krishna's mouth, entering into Krishna, which means nobody can escape here. Nobody can escape. Everybody has to enter into Bhagavan only. So Arjuna is now explaining, seeing, hey, Ami Dhritarashtra Sarve Putraha Avanipala Sangaihi Saha Yo Asmadiyaihi Yodamukkehi Saha Asav Suta Putraha Dronaha Bhishmaha, all of them Tvam Pravishanti. Pravishanti is not here, I've added. Okay, they all enter into you, Krishna. Okay. Which means very frightening, confusing, disturbing situation. That is, we can say it is a, this is the really irony of situation. What is that? Whatever you do not want to see, exactly you have to see that. You know? What is that? When you don't want to see something, you have to see that. Don't want to think of that, that is what you have to think. Exactly, you know, you don't want to think of somebody. And that person comes and sits in your mind. He's called what? Whomever you don't want to think, they will be in your thoughts. This is what is said to be papa karma. No? No, what is papam? Papam is not outside. Our papa karma will be in the form of our own thoughts. Please, this is a very important lesson. Make a note of it. You know, this morning I was doing Aitri Upanishad class. You know the greatest luxury? What is the greatest luxury? Being yourself. If you are able to be with yourself, that is the luxury. There is no greater luxury than being with oneself. If you have to be with yourself, what should you do? Your world should be away from you. How can the world be away from you? The thought should not be there. But do you have any say over that? No. The whole world is not sitting in your house. They are in their own places. But the whole world is sitting in your mind. The world, the people whom you like, you don't like. Things which you do like, you don't like. They're all sitting in the form of thoughts in your mind. Amazing. And when the whole world is in the form of thoughts in your mind, you are with the world. You know what is being with the world? You do not need to go physically and mix with the society. Even if you go and sit in a jungle all by yourself, they will all be there in the form of thoughts in your mind. So, having the world with you in the form of thoughts, okay, not physically having the thoughts, physically having the world, having the world, people, situations in the form of thoughts in your mind is what? Having the world in your mind. And not having the thoughts in your world in your mind is what? Just having, being with yourself. That is why Shastram says, there's no greater luxury than being with yourself. You can never be with yourself. Always something or the other will be in the form of thought in your mind. Amazing. Is it clear now? This is how you get disturbed. And then why these thoughts are coming? My God, why these thoughts are coming? These thoughts are coming because these thoughts prevent you from being yourself. This, what is papa karma alone, the result of papa karma is in the form of your thoughts which do not allow you to be yourself, allow you to be with yourself, which prevent you from enjoying the luxury of being with yourself. And those papa karmas should be that the obstacle, they are the pratibandhas. They should be neutralized. That is why you need a punya karma. Okay, punya karma is to neutralize the papa karma. Papa karma to remove the obstacles. Remove the obstacles what? In the form of the thoughts of the world, thoughts pertaining to the world will be there. This exactly is papa karma. Whatever you do not want to see, you do not want to think, that alone will be sitting in your mind. So now Arjuna, what he does not want to see, what did he say in the first, second chapter? I do not want to kill these people. I don't want to kill Bhishma, Drona. I don't want to fight. He said, now he sees all of them entering into Krishna's mouth. This is the irony of the situation. Understand? I happen to see what I do not want to see is the irony of the situation. Okay. Now, he sees all of them. So, in fact, Arjuna does not like at all to see Kala. Arjuna does not want to see the Pralaya. Arjuna does not want to see Bhagavan's mouth where everything has to enter Kala. What mouth it is, we already saw. Damstra Karalani Kalanala Sannibhani Mukhani. He did not want to see the mouths which look like the Kalanala. The time of dissolution. But Arjuna did not want to see that he happened to see. He sees. And then when he was seeing, for him everything becomes much clearer again. In fact, as he was seeing, it becomes clearer and clearer, more and more prominent, and much wider vision. You know? Therefore, when he really saw very closely Bhagavan's mouth, and it was really Kalanala. It was a symbolic of time. Symbolic of time. Okay? Therefore, symbolic of time means what? Everything entering into Bhagavan's mouth shows what? We are all queuing up to enter in, to be grabbed away by the time factor. Therefore, Kalaha is said to be the devourer of the entire cosmos. Jagat Bhakshakaha Kalaha. Anyway. So, everything is devoured by time, whereas time is devoured by Bhagavan. Bhagavan Kala Bhakshakaha, Kalasya Bhakshakaha, Kalaha Jagat Bhakshakaha, Sarva Bhakshakaha. Time devours everything, and the truth, consciousness devours time also. And non-devourable is what? Only one thing that is vastu, that is consciousness. And this is where our identity must be shifted. Okay? If our identity becomes shifted from time-bound forms, names and functions to timeless consciousness, then you are non-devourable consciousness. Otherwise, you will be one of the devoured objects by time. So, Kalaha Sarva Jagat Bhakshakaha, Bhagavan is the devourer of the time. So, he sees all great warriors. Bhishma, Drona, his teachers, and then all the hosts of kings, all of them are entering into Bhagavan's mouth. Now, what happened? Let me see here. Vaktranite twaramana vishanti. It means, all the forms one day is subject to change. We understand. Except consciousness, the reality. all the material forms are subject to six-fold modifications. Shad bhava vikara yuktaha. Nothing can exist. Comes into existence, keeps undergoing change and grows and decays and declines. One day it falls apart, gets disintegrated totally. This change, birth is a change, death is a change, and in between birth and death, whatever happens also is nothing but change. And change is the unchangeable nature of the matter. And that Krishna Arjuna sees now in the form of all the physical forms, all the material bodies are definitely undergoing changes, and nothing can escape the time factors, the big change that Arjuna is now seeing. He says, Vaktrani te twaramana vishanti damshtrakaralani bhayanakani. Vaktrani te twaramana vishanti. Vaktrani te twaramana vishanti. Vaktrani te twaramana vishanti. Damshtrakaralani bhayanakani. Damshtrakaralani bhayanakani. Kechidvilagna dashanantareshu sandrishyante churnitairuttamangaihi. Vaktrani te twaramana vishanti. Damshtrakaralani bhayanakani. Kechidvilagna dashanantareshu sandrishyante churnitairuttamangaihi. Vaktrani te twaramana vishanti. Damshtrakaralani bhayanakani. Kechidvilagna dashanantareshu sandrishyante churnitairuttamangaihi. Very frightening verse. Don't be frightened. Now Arjuna tells, continues, all of them. Now, twaramanaha vishanti. So, now we have to combine that verse with this verse. He said, no, all the hosts of kings, Bhishma, Drona, and many hosts of kings, and all the sons of Dhritarashtra, and also he said our own prominent warriors, all of them are twaramanaha vishanti. They enter into your mouths how? In a hurry. Okay, twaramanaha. Na vega vegama. Avasarasarma. They say, no, they enter into your mouth in a hurry. Twaramanaha vishanti. What? Te vaktrani, they enter into your mouths. And how are your mouths? Bhayanakani damshtrakaralani. Bhayanakani means bhayanakani vaktrani. Means bhaya anaka means what? The mouths which really cause terrible fear. It causes the terrible fear, bhayanakani. Damshtrakaralani. Your mouths, Bhagavan's mouths, which are like the pralayakala, which are like the time of dissolution. Bhagavan's all mouths stand for what? Or symbolize, is symbolic of time of dissolution. And there, all these warriors, all of them, you know, enter into Bhagavan's such mouths in a hurry. But how are they? They're terribly frightening mouths. Not only that, they are with the fierce, they are with the frightening tusks. Damshtra karalani. They look very, really fierce with the tusks. And there, some of them, what happened? Vilagnaha. He sees some people being stuck in those, in the vilagnaha. Then dashanantareshu vilagnaha. You see, some of them being stuck. Okay, they got fixed and stuck in between the teeth, Bhagavan's teeth, and kechit samdrishyante. Some of the people, some of them are seen, some of drishyante, samdrishyante, some kechit samdrishyante, some are seen vilagnaha, some are seen stuck where dashana antareshu. Between the teeth, some of them are seen stuck. Okay, how? Uttamangaihi, with their heads. No, churnitaihi, with their heads powdered, crushed. Some of them are seen stuck between the teeth with their heads crushed and powdered. Uttamangaihi, churnitaihi, uttamangaihi. Churnitaihi uttamangaihi kechit dashanantareshu vilagnaha drishyante. Kechit, some people, drishya sandrishyante. How are they seen? Dashanantareshu vilagnaha, stuck in between the teeth. And what happened? Churnitaihi uttamangaihi, okay, with their heads powdered or crushed. And being stuck in between the teeth, they are seen. Seen where? In between the teeth. And where? In the mouth. And what are those mouths? Bhagavan's mouths. We say, Bhayanakani Damshtakaralani Vakte Vaktrani. Okay? So in such frightening, very highly frightening, terrible mouths, which are with, really, which are highly frightening with the tusks. And there, this Arjuna says, some of them are seen stuck in between the teeth and with their heads powdered. Really frightening. Just, please don't get frightened. It's a symbolic of the time factor, okay? Pralayakala, time of dissolution. Bhagavan's mouth symbolizes the time of dissolution. Vaktrani te twaramana vishanti damstrakaralani bhayanakani kechidvilagna dashanantareshu sandrishyante churnitairuttamangaihi. Uttamanga means head. Churnitaihi uttamangaihi sandrishyante. They're all seen getting really crushed and powdered in your mouth. So, getting crushed means what? Don't take it. It is a symbolic of what? Suppose you fall sick in life. When you get old, getting old and losing our teeth, losing our hair, becoming weak, having the wrinkled skin. Please understand, it's all symbolic, okay? Having the wrinkled skin. We have seen our elders having the wrinkled skin and having the white hair and not being able to see, becoming weak, body getting bent. It's all very natural for any human being. So he's only describing all those things are happening for these people. This is what is actually this symbolic of what all we go through as we grow old. Okay? This is the fact. We should not take it very seriously. We should not get frightened. The symbolic of what we go through as we grow older and when we age. This is the unchangeable condition of everybody's physical body. All of us have to go through one day this condition. Is what now? Not that we are going to get stuck in Bhagavan's teeth or anything. That's not the thing. What it means is how we are becoming physically, one day every part will wear out. It will become very weak. One day it's going to get disintegrated totally. This fact is revealed by this verse. Okay. Suppose we say, you know, some people to go for a heart transplantation, kidney transplantation, the kidney problem, heart problem, eye problem, legs problem, knee problem, all these problems alone are said to be differently here. Can we Is it true or not? We all have all problems, physical problems. One day we have to leave this physical body. We have no say over it. Okay, this is called Pralaya Agnihi. Pralaya Agnihi, Kala Agnihi means that the time factor, there is a time which we cannot escape. And that time, when the body has to go, okay, before that also, when you're alive also, lot of physical problems we go through, they're all what? Symptoms of going near the Pralaya Agni. So that's what Arjuna is now, he's saying, okay? Therefore, accepting, we must be able to understand there are only two factors. One factor is the truth, which is pure knowledge or pure consciousness, which alone is pure existence because it's always there. It is of the nature of existence. In this consciousness, which is like the substratum, where the entire material world of objects, okay, continuously undergoing changes. There we, human beings here, we are different from other beings, but still material, our physical body is not different from any other physical body, any other material object here. So definitely it's subject to undergo all sixfold changes, and one day it will totally get disintegrated. That we cannot avoid, that is what is said here. Okay. Yatha nadinam bhagavombu vegaah. Yatha nadinam bhagavombu vegaah. Yatha nadinam bhagavombu vegaah. Samudrameva bhimukha dravanti. Samudrameva bhimukha dravanti. Yatha tavami naraloka viraha. Yatha tavami naraloka viraha. Vishanti vaktranya bhivijvalanti. Vishanti vaktranya bhivijvalanti. Yatha nadinam bhagavombu vegaha. Yatha nadinam bhagavombu vegaah. Samudrameva bhimukha dravanti. Samudrameva bhimukha dravanti. Tatha tavami naraloka viraah. Tatha tavami naraloka viraah. Vishanti vaktranya bhivijvalanti. Vishanti vaktranya bhivijvalanti. Now, he says, how fast we are all approaching the time. How time factor is approaching us. Which means how we are all fast up. Not we means what? All the physical forms are actually undergoing changes continuously. How they are, is saying, yatha nadinam ambu bhagavaha ambu vegaha samudrameva abhimukha dravanti. Okay, nadinam ambu vegaha. He says, the ambu means water. Ambu vegaha here means streams. Okay. Many, many small streams. Bahavaha ambuvegaha. The streams are what? The streams are actually the side streams are the small rivers which really divert from the big rivers or which form the big rivers. So, bahavaha ambuvegaha, nadinam ambuvegaha. Many, many streams of rivers. Bahavaha, many, ambuvegaha, streams of rivers. Nadinam ஆஃப் ரிவர்ஸ், நதீனாம் அம்பு வேகாக, ஓகே, திரவந்தி மீன்ஸ் தே ஃப்ளோ. சோ மெனி ஸ்ட்ரீம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ரிவர்ஸ் ஃப்ளோ, ஓகே, அண்ட் வென் தே ஹவு டு தே ஃப்ளோ, இட் இஸ் செட் தே ஃப்ளோ டுவர்ட்ஸ் சமுத்திரமேவ, சமுத்திரமேவ திரவந்தி, சமுத்திரமேவ அபிமுகாக திரவந்தி. They, all the streams of rivers, they flow, they keep on flowing towards the ocean only. Samudrameva abhimukaha dravanti. They keep on flowing towards the ocean only. Okay. Similarly, what happens? Ami naraloka viraha. So, yatha nadinam bhagavaha ambuvegaha. சமுத்திரமேவ அபிமுகாக திரவந்தி, ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ஸ்ட்ரீம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ரிவர்ஸ் ஃப்ளோ டுவர்ட்ஸ் தி ஓஷன் ஒன்லி, தே கான்ட் கோ எனிவேர் எல்ஸ். ஆல் தி ஸ்ட்ரீம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ரிவர்ஸ் ஃப்ளோ டுவர்ட்ஸ் திஸ் ஓஷன் ஒன்லி, தே கான்ட் கோ எனிவேர் எல்ஸ். ததா இன் தி சேம் வே சிமிலர்லி தவ, okay, ami naraloka viraha, all these warriors, the soldiers of human world, all these soldiers of human world, naraloka viraha, tava vaktrani, tava abhivijjulanti vaktrani vishanti, they all enter into your mouth, shining, blazing mouth. Okay, அமி நரலோக வீராக, ஆல் தீஸ் அமி நரலோக வீராக, தீஸ் வாரியர்ஸ் ஆஃப் தீஸ் வாரியர்ஸ் தி சோல்ஜர்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஹியூமன் வேர்ல்ட், தி சோல்ஜர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹியூமன் வேர்ல்ட், தே ஆல் என்டர் இன் டு யோர் ஷைனிங் பிளேசிங் மவுத். வை பிளேசிங் மவுத்? பிகாஸ் ஃபயர் ஆஃப் டெசல்யூஷன், fire, Bhagavan's mouth is fire of dissolution, symbol of fire of dissolution. So all these soldiers of human world, naraloka viraha, ami naraloka viraha sarve abhivijjvalanti te mukhani pravishanti, te vaktrani pravishanti. Abhivijjvalanti is an adjective of vaktrani. Abhivijjvalat vaktram, அபிவிஜ்வலத் வக்த்ரம், அபிவிஜ்வலந்தி வக்த்ராணி புருள். So, shining, blazing mouths, because it symbolizes Kalagni, and all of them enter into the mouth, Bhagavan's mouth, in the form of the fire of time, time dissolution. So, yatha நதீனாம் பகவஹ அம்புவேகாஹ சமுத்திரமேவ அபிமுகாஹ திரவந்தி ததா அமி நரலோக வீராஹ அபிவிஜ்வல அபிவிஜ்வலந்தி தவ வக்த்ராணி விஷந்தி. Which means, you had understand, நரலோக வீராஹ means not only human beings, not only the soldiers in the battlefield. Naraloka viraha stand for all the living beings. Okay, not only just the, he only says standing in the battlefield, really speaking what he implies is all the living beings are queuing up to enter into his Bhagavan's mouth in the form of fire of dissolution. யதா ப்ரதீப்தம் ஜ்வலனம் பதங்காஹ, யதா ப்ரதீப்தம் ஜ்வலனம் பதங்காஹ, விஷந்தி நாஷாய சமுத்தவேகா சம்ருத்தவேகாஹ, யதா ப்ரதீப்தம் ஜ்வலனம் பதங்காஹ, விஷந்தி நாஷாய சம்ருத்தவேகாஹ, ததைவ நாஷாய விஷந்தி லோகாஹ, तवापि वक्त्राणि समृद्धवेगाः यथा प्रदीप्तं ज्वलनं पतंगाः विशन्ति नाशाय समृद्धवेगाः तथैव नाशाय विशन्ति लोकाः तवापि वक्त्राणि समृद्धवेगाः जेस See, he gives an example. First he said, he gave an example of, see how all these living beings are queuing up. See, we do not really count it. Definitely, whether we like it, we do not like it, we know or we do not know. Definitely, every day we are losing one day in our span of life. Okay, all of us. All the living beings, not just all of you, there's not in one thing which can escape here. All the forms, all the living beings are, in fact, one day they're approaching the fire of dissolution. Kalagnihi, death, that's the meaning. So how they go? Just as, first he gave example of streams of rivers, flowing towards the ocean only. Why? From the ocean alone, the water got evaporated. And then later on, because the law of condensation, they all became clouds. And then from clouds, they came from rainwater. Again, rainwater, they joined the river waters and in mountains, wherever they were, and going through all of them, finally, all streams of rivers together join the rivers and finally they really flow towards only the ocean from where they all came. Amazing. That's why they all came, they go back to exactly the same place. We all came from Bhagavan, we all go back to Bhagavan. Okay? Where else can we go? Where else can the rivers go? Nowhere. They had to go back to ocean only. Go back to ocean, lose their identity as individuality, and they still continue to remain there as ocean, no destruction. That is why no need not be frightened, fear need not be there. Form alone goes, but still the Namarupa goes, but you will continue to be there without any destruction. That is the fact. But we have to understand that fact. Only then we can escape from the fear. Otherwise we'll be frightened. So here, first he gave that example. Now he says, Patangaha are the examples. Okay, second example he gives is what? Patangaha. So, these Patangaha, they go towards what? Vishanti. No? Jvalanam. Pradeeptam jvalanam vishanti. Patangaha pradeeptam jvalanam vishanti. Patangas enter into. Patangaha means a moth. No, this moth. Moth likes light. The moths enter. They enter into what? Pradeeptam jvalanam. Jvalanam means fire here. The blazing fire. Okay, scorching fire, blazing fire, destructive fire. Pradeepta means here blazing, shining fire. So all moths, patangaha, moths, vishanti, they enter into what? Pradeeptam jalanam. So yatha patangaha pradeeptam jalanam pravishanti, just as moths enter into the blazing fire. For what? How do they enter? Samurdha vegaha. With great speed they go. Okay? With great speed they go. Now, patangaha yatha jvalanam pravishanti nashaya. Finally, for what? For losing their forms. For losing their identity. Nashaya means for destruction. But for losing their identity, for losing their individuality, identity, they all enter into the fire. Tathaiva, in the same way, lokaha nashaya tavapi vaktrani vishanti. All the worlds, all the living beings enter into your mouth, okay, with the great speed. With the great speed, for what? To resolve and to lose their individuality and to resolve, to dissolve and to lose their individuality, to lose their form and name, they enter into your mouths. He says, okay, tathaiva lokaha api tava vaktrani vishanti samruddha vegaha. All the worlds also enter into your mouth. No, like the moths enter into the fire, blazing fire. It's very symbolic, but it's not for us to get frightened. The fact is revealed here. The fact is revealed. So, these we can't escape it. So he says all the living beings are really going. We do not know. Gradually, it's not physical movement here, but definitely the bodies are approaching time. All physical forms are approaching time. How? By aging, by growing old, they're all approaching time factor. And as they're growing and aging also, Parabdha will decide when they approach time, how quickly they approach the time, only Parabdha will tell us. Therefore, Bhagavan's frightening mouth is symbolic of Kalagnihi, time of dissolution, which one cannot escape. Everyone has to go through that, enter into that. We will get engulfed, definitely devoured by the time of dissolution. At a time, okay, which means the physical forms. So he gave the first example of ambuvegaha, nadinam ambuvegaha, yatha samudram pravishanti, samudrameva abhimukam abhimukat pravishanti. They float towards the ocean and they enter into the ocean. So also patangaha, these even moths, they jhulanam, pradeeptam jhulanam, samruddha vegaha pravishanti, with a great speed they enter into this fire and get there destroyed for destruction. Similarly here also, all the worlds, sarve lokaha, all the worlds, all the beings of the world, means all the beings of the world also enter into your mouth with a great speed. Yatha pradeetam jalanam patangaha nashaya vishanti, samruddha vegaha vishanti. Samruddha vegaha is adjective of patangaha, with a great speed. Okay. They enter. Tatha eva lokaha nashaya samruddha vegaha tava vaktrani vishanti. One more verse, I'll stop. Okay, I think I'll do the next class, that was. Any questions? No questions?
Swaminyama, you mentioned Kalagni and Prayagni. What's the difference?
Same meaning. Pralayaha means dissolution. So Pralayagni means time of dissolution. I said Pralayagni. Kalagni means the fire of time. The time of dissolution is it likened to the time factor when death happens. Kalagnihi means the fire in the form of time. This is the time in the form of fire is the time is likened to the destroying fire.
Thank you, Swamiji.
Yeah, that's all.
Swamiji, my mom wanted to ask one question. She wanted to know what is the difference between, if there is, between a Jivan Mukta and a Stita Pradhyay.
Same. There's no difference. Two different titles for the same Jnani. Stita Pradhyay means One whose knowledge is steadfast, sthita prajna yasya. One whose vision of the self is ascertained, unshakable, he is called sthita prajna. Doubtless ascertained vision is called prajna. Sthita prajna means the person, the one whose vision is clear, steady, firm, is called sthita prajna. So that person alone, jivan muktaha, one who is free from bondage. See, freedom from bondage is purely cognitive. Physically, that person, jnani, is no way different from any other ajnani. You can't make out a jnani. The freedom is in the mind. It is, the freedom is in his perspective change. So, in fact, moksha is not one particular event happening on one particular day in a particular place. I've been telling you all the time. It's a gradual happening. So, gradual enhancement of clarity. Mm. So, even this morning I was teaching Taittiriya Upanishad, I told them, there in the Upasana portion, it is mentioned, the jnani, suppose we have certain vratams, like, no, the vratam means following certain vows, the discipline, having respect for food, not throwing it, not wasting it. The 3-4 different vratams are mentioned here. One should not waste food, one should not disrespect food, wasting food amounts to disrespecting it, and one should not really, one should have, cook always more food to share, and we should not have house without having a lot of grains to cook food for people, and nobody should be, or anybody walks into your house and then asks for accommodation, you should not be denied, you should be given accommodation and food. These are all vratams we have. See, it's all Vedic period vratams, okay? Nowadays it may not be practical to trust people, to give them accommodation, to give them food and all. But those days we have. So there it is mentioned, a jnani, before the attainment of jnanam, he was practicing these. Even after the attainment of jnanam, he does not give up. He continues to do them. He is not dependent on doing those things, the results for his happiness. But still he continues to do them. Therefore, without doership or enjoyership, he does not need to stop it. He can continue to do it. Then that becomes that any such virtues become his embellishments. After the jnanam also he continues. Why? Because jnanam is not one particular day it happens. So not like one day retirement. People retire from work. Okay, tomorrow onward I don't need to go to office. Not like that. Here a jnani, whatever he was following as a jignasu, he must continue to do as a jnani also. That is why, but only after jnanam, it becomes natural, spontaneous expression. Whatever the jnani was following before as a discipline, as a vow, that becomes natural, spontaneous expression of a jnani. Effortless. So jignasu, what is a spontaneous, natural expression of a jnani, is a jignasu, a person who wants to know, for him, it's a sadhana. It becomes a means. Therefore, jivan muktaha, jnani, siddha pragya, one and the same jnani. Two different titles, that's all.
Right, okay. I thought, I tried to explain to her, but I thought that intellectual clarity, where a person can't stay with it and he has to do jivan mukti viveka, kind of like continue his sadhana in order to be siddha pragya, like still in that knowledge. That's why it's a bit different.
Sthita prajna is muktaha. Sthita prajna is a jivan muktaha. See, in jnanam, we never say, that's why I think better you listen to the Dakshinamurti Stotram. I don't know whether you have time to listen. It is made very clear, you never, moksha is not attained, it's only claimed. Okay, therefore, jivan muktaha means the person who has claimed his wish, swarupam, is the one who has claimed his freedom. So there's no difference. The person of clear ascertained vision of on swarupam being atma he is the person who is liberated also, who is free. There is no such a thing called no effort is required after the clear ascertained jnanam. There's no experience is required. There's no experience. There's no realization. There's no nothing. Nothing happens. Dakshinamurti Stotram Shankaracharya says very clearly, what is Sakshatkaraha? Sakshatkaraha means not seeing the Atma in front of you, not experiencing the Atma. Is claiming your Swarupam being already consciousness is Atma is Sakshatkaraha. Claiming is Sakshatkara.
Okay, cool. We will listen to that, Swamiji. I think the recording is there on the website. We will listen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Grubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. I tell you, whoever listens to this 11th chapter, definitely Bhagavan will bless them with great strength. It's a fact. Okay? It's understanding. All fear will disappear, run away from you.